I have a confession to make. Will you hear it?
Sure.
I am a sinner. Maybe it's similar to a confession you might make. Certainly was like the confession that the tax collector made in the gospel today. One that's common to us and one in our faith tradition that's often easy to say because we say it a lot. We say it at the beginning of every Mass when we gather in the penitential act. We acknowledge that we're sinners and we need the Lord's mercy. We celebrate that the Lord's forgiveness is greater than our sinfulness every time we celebrate the Eucharist, every time we celebrate the sacrament of penance. We are sinners. And the lesson that we learn today from the parable that Jesus tells is that unless we acknowledge that we are sinners, we don't have room in our life for God to fill us up with His mercy. You see, when we collect all of that mess of our life and keep it within ourselves, it fills us up. When we keep such a high profile of ourselves within our mind and in our hearts, we fill ourselves up with ourselves. And when we do that, we don't make room for God or for His mercy. You see, because the first step for us to allow God to make a home in our hearts, for God to fill us up with His wonderful gift of mercy, is that we have to clear some of ourselves out. So the big time thinking about how great we are and wonderful we are, the thinking like the Pharisee in the gospel today, if that fills our lives up, then we don't have room for God. Now, you ready for my second sin? Do you hear that? Some days I am just like the Pharisee. There are some days, perhaps you might be too, where we're all very full of ourselves at times. And it's in those moments that we don't need God, because we allow ourselves to take on God's place in our lives. And so we have to say, Lord, I am a sinner. Be merciful to me. Give me your mercy. You see, and once we receive that gift of the Lord's mercy in our lives, it's then that you and I can be agents of the Lord's mercy to others in the world. It's then that we can share the presence of Christ that we now carry in our hearts because we've made room for Him, and in the carrying it in our daily lives, we can share it with others. So we become an instrument of the presence of God for others in the world today, because first we've acknowledged that we are sinners. There's a story about a young lady, 23 years old in the 1800s, during the Industrial Revolution in France. She was so overcome in her life by the Lord's mercy and how good the Lord had been to her, even though she had very little, she decided that she wanted to be able to share some of this mercy with others. And so Pauline decided that she would go to her brother-in-law's place of business. Now, the revolution had just started, and so people were getting paid every week, but certainly not very much. So she went to all the women in her brother-in-law's workshop, and they made a little pact with one another that every Friday, each one of them would give one coin, so that they could pool their money together, acknowledging God's goodness and mercy for them, and share it with others. Now, 100 years later, from the work of Pauline, we have what's come to be known as the Society for the Propagation of the Faith. In a whole worldwide system to help those who are in need of the Lord's love and mercy. Building hospitals and schools, outreach centers, caring for the poor, sharing the faith, the good news of Jesus Christ with people all over the world. And this week, this weekend, we celebrate in the church World Mission Sunday, when we help to perpetuate the little coin that was offered every Friday by the women of France to start this society, for you to decide how you would like to support the work of that worldwide society in order to help share the mercy of God. That certainly is an outreach of the experience that we have in the Lord's presence in our life, an experience that we encounter every time we gather here at the Lord's table and share in the one bread and the one cup. And when we do that, of course, we're making room in our hearts for the presence of God to make His home there. So that you and I, together with brothers and sisters who gather and celebrate the Lord's love and mercy all over the world, we are able to share that gift with others. May the fullness of God's love and mercy make a home in our lives so that we can be instruments of God's mercy to the world.